I'm here at the world famous, or at least famous here in Texas, Cadillac Ranch, as you see right here behind me in Amarillo, Texas. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, as many of you know, the movie Cabrini has been out for probably about a week or more. It is absolutely amazing, and you need to go check it out. But there's another movie that you probably have not seen that I think was a little bit closer to my heart for various reasons, and it is a completely secular movie from a secular perspective, but here's what I want to teach you about it. It's called We Have a Ghost. So it's about a guy and a family that move into a house that is haunted. And then after a few days, they are able to catch this ghost on video, and then the video goes viral. So you can imagine why I can sort of relate to this. Now, in thinking about this movie, the reason I want to talk about that here in Cadillac Ranch, so the story goes that here in Cadillac Ranch, at night, you can hear the screams of a woman who died in a car accident nearby. What does this mean? Purgatory is all around us. People have died all around where we are. Whenever you're driving, you can always see those crosses on the road. So there are always opportunities for us to pray for the souls in purgatory and all these different occasions. Now, is the story of a ghost here real? We don't know. And this movie about a ghost, it's not a real movie, it's fictional. But what's the idea there? How can we bring people to have faith in God? And sometimes we start too high. We go up and we talk to people about God. Or perhaps we talk to people about angels. Or maybe we talk to people about miracles or about Jesus and the gospel. And they often don't believe. But if you think about it, on the order of creation, you have God, the angels, and then beneath that are humans. That's why, because they are lower and closer to us, those that have died, quote unquote, ghosts, are easier for people to believe in. So you have people in Hollywood, for instance, making movie about ghosts, even though they don't believe in God or they don't believe in Jesus Christ. So purgatory can be a way that we evangelize other people. Even in Hollywood, there is this belief in this idea that after you die, sometimes there's things unfinished, that you might be stuck, that the people can help you to get to the other side. That's the theme of that movie. There's many other ghost movies that have the exact same theme. So this belief is present in people throughout the world and in many different religions. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could use purgatory as the doorway to evangelize Hollywood, your friends and your neighbors, and the world? Simply by asking people, hey, do you believe in ghosts? And then starting a conversation, do you know what they really are? Those are people that have died that are not yet in heaven, and we should pray for them. That way we can plant this simple seed that God will take and be it with grace, and perhaps one day they will come into the Catholic Church. Purgatory is all around us, and we can use it to evangelize others.
Are you having fun, Eden?